Geronimo. The last Native American leader we look at was known to whites and Mexicans alike as Geronimo, though his Indian name was Goyale, meaning one who yawns. Geronimo was born in June 1829 on a tributary of the Gila River in modern-day New Mexico. His tribe was the Boroncoe Apache, who lived in the southern mountains and who were known to the Mexicans and the white settlers as fierce warriors. The grandson of a chief, Geronimo was raised in the traditional way by his parents, along with his three brothers and four sisters. In his late teens, he married a girl from the neighboring Chiricahua band, and he and his wife had three children. But in 1858, while most of the menfolk were away trading in a nearby town, a detachment of some 400 Mexican soldiers attacked Geronimo's village. Among the many killed were Geronimo's mother, his wife, and his three children. This tragedy made him a bitter enemy both of Mexicans and of white settlers, whom he felt he could never trust again. Geronimo took part in a revenge attack against the Mexicans, and the young Apache warrior was fearless, ignoring the enemy bullets as he charged forward, swinging his knife and killing men on all sides. Later, Geronimo said, "In all the battle I thought of my murdered mother, wife and babies, and I fought with fury. Many fell by my hand, and constantly I led the advance." It is said that his name, Geronimo, comes from